Pennsylvania and Delaware are receiving millions in federal dollars to address toxic PFAS. The so-called forever chemicals are found in everyday household products and even in firefighting foam. WHYY News' Zoe Reed reports the funding will be allocated to water providers in small and disadvantaged communities.
PFAS are found in almost half of drinking water supplies in the U.S. The chemicals are linked to serious health problems. Drinking water providers are now required to remove PFAS over the next several years. But the treatment systems cost millions of dollars, placing a burden on small municipalities. John Davis is the manager for Doylestown Borough. The municipality recently got a state loan to pay for a treatment system because of the high cost. Davis says federal funding is also crucial.
When you're talking about a capital project that's double the annual budget of your overall system, you're certainly talking about some significant costs that are somewhat beyond, you know, your in-house capability. So outside funding is absolutely critical.
Communities with populations less than 10,000 are among those that can apply for the federal grants. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.